Chapter 1. Is the Old Testament worth the effort? Faith is not the clinging to a shrine, but an endless pilgrimage of the heart. Audacious longing, burning songs, daring thoughts, an impulse overwhelming the heart, usurping the mind. These are all a drive toward loving the one who rings our heart like a bell. Abraham Heschel. My brother, who attended a Bible college during a smart-alecky phase in his life, enjoyed shocking groups of believers by sharing his life verse. After listening to others quote pious phrases from Proverbs, Romans, or Ephesians, he would stand and, with a perfectly straight face, recite this verse very rapidly. At Parbar westward, 4 at the causeway, and 2 at Parbar. 1 Chronicles chapter 26, verse 18. Other students would screw up their faces and wonder what deep spiritual insight they were missing. Perhaps he was speaking another language. If my brother felt in a particularly ornery mood, he would quote an alternative verse. O daughter of Babylon, happy shall he be that taketh and dasheth thy little ones against the stones. Psalm 137, verse 9. In his sassiness, my brother had, quite ingeniously, identified the two main barriers to reading the Old Testament. It doesn't always make sense, and what sense it does make offends modern ears. For these and other reasons, the Old Testament, three-fourths of the Bible, often goes unread. As a result, knowledge of the Old Testament is fading fast among Christians and has virtually vanished in popular culture. In a comedy routine, Jay Leno tested his audience's knowledge of the Bible by asking them to name one of the Ten Commandments. A hand shot up. God helps those who help themselves. Everybody laughed, but no one else could do better. Polls show that 80% of Americans claim to believe in the Ten Commandments, but very few can name as many as 4 of them. Half of all adult Americans cannot identify the Bible's first book as Genesis, and 14% identify Joan of Arc as Noah's wife. More surprisingly, a Wheaton College professor named Gary Burge has found that ignorance of the Old Testament extends to the church as well. For several years, Burge has been testing incoming freshmen at his school, a premier evangelical institution. His surveys show that students who have attended Sunday school all their lives, have watched innumerable episodes of VeggieTales, and have listened to countless sermons, cannot identify basic facts about the Old Testament. The experience of Barry Taylor, former rock musician and now pastor, suggests a reason. He told me, in the early 1970s, my best friend became a Jesus freak. I thought he was crazy, so I started searching the Bible in order to find arguments to refute him. For the life of me, I could not figure out why God was concerned with the bent wing of a dove, or why he would give an order to kill, say, 40,000 Amalekites. And who were the Amalekites anyway? Fortunately, I kept reading, plowing through all the hard books. When I got to the New Testament, I couldn't find a way around Jesus. So, I became a Jesus freak, too. I'm glad Barry Taylor made it to Jesus.